Yup, we've joined in on the fun. Every year, thousands of Tri-Cities social media users download to the popular Top 9 app to see which Instagram posts received the most attention from followers. The Tri-City News has done the same, once again, in looking back at some of the most memorable and visually compelling stories from 2022. The majority were news or community-related events, while others captured the beauty and uniqueness of the region. As we continue to grow our outreach in 2023, we hope our social content continues to keep you informed on the Tri-Cities region. Without further ado, here are our top, best 9 Instagram posts from the past year. In chronological order, publication ban lifted 2022 began with a very important turn of events in the Amanda Todd sextortion trial. On January 10, a BC Supreme Court judge lifted the publication ban on using the 15-year-old's name in news articles, agreeing to the constitutional challenge given the public awareness of the case. Todd died by suicide in 2012, roughly a month after posting a viral YouTube video about her cyberbullying experience. Her mother, Carol Todd, was pleased with the decision. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Tri-City News. At Tri-City News, final farewell for more than 20 years, the owners of downtown Port Coquitlam's European Bakery and Deli brought joy to local residents and foodies alike. Victor and Maria Louise retired from the business, hanging up their aprons and selling the company for greener pastures. Needless to say, the community wished the Portuguese couple all the best. However, the new owners have promised to keep the traditions alive and continue to create those oh-so-delicious sandwiches, donuts and cakes. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Tri-City News. At Tri-City News, happy early New Year, a celebrated holiday on the Middle Eastern calendar brought thousands to Coquitlam's Town Center Park on March 15. This was 5 days before Nowruz, also known as Iranian or Persian New Year. Roughly 5,000 people attended the organized pre-spring festival event, which was also the first big public gathering in the Tri-Cities since COVID-19 provincial health orders were lifted. Oh, and people jumped over fire, too. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Tri-City News. At Tri-City News, Canada Day fireworks. Tri-Cities residents were spoiled for Canada Day's welcomed return as July 1st celebrations went back to normal for the first time in 2 years. And Coquitlam's fireworks put on quite the light show. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Tri-City News. At Tri-City News, peace, at last on August 6, and a decade later, Carol Todd was granted solace in knowing the man that cyberbullied her daughter will spend a significant amount of time behind bars. On this day, Dutch national Aiden Coben was found guilty on 5 charges, including extortion, child pornography and criminal harassment. News of the verdict came quickly for Todd, but she told the Tri-City News she was relieved in knowing Amanda's voice was heard, loud and clear. It was also a relief for supporters and allies in the Tri-Cities. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Tri-City News. At Tri-City News, who goes there? Summer really brings out the best of Tri-City's nature, doesn't it? On August 17, a pair of owls nestled themselves on the branches of trees along the Coquitlam River Trail. They displayed their big wings and flight abilities for residents floating downstream to see. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Tri-City News. At Tri-City News, justice for Mahsa Mahsa Amini was 22 years old when she was killed in the custody of Iran's morality police, allegedly for wearing her hijab too loose. Coquitlam's Persian community gathered by the hundreds in Town Center Park on October 26 and voiced solidarity for those suffering in the regime-led country. They also called on Canada to stand up for human rights justice and women's equality. The Tri-City News was on site and compiled a video of the rally. See below, drone's eye view. Lights at Lafarge bring joy to everyone that walks by. How can you not marvel at the hundreds of thousands of twinkling bulbs that Coquitlam volunteers spent countless hours creating winter scenes for the entire season? Well, our Glacier Media friends got together to take it to the skies on November 28 and used a drone to capture aerial shots of the beloved displays. And, according to Instagram, it was quite beautiful for you to watch, too. There she blows. Turns out, the Tri-Cities has a thing for pirates. One of the more eye-catching displays at Lights at Lafarge this year included a massive ship right on the lake covered in roughly 1 million bulbs. Guess no one saw this bounty coming until we posted it to Instagram on December 13. Who knows? View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Tri-City News, at Tri-City News.